the odd or large thing that fell on you.
Oh.
203-882-9757. Everyone on gets in the running to see the Chaz and AJ strip down with the struts next week at Little Pub. It's an invite only.
Yes.
Appearance with these guys who
awesome.
Have opened for the Stones and Guns N' Roses and the Foo Fighters and you name it.
Yep.
Because we got this story here. A sign comes crashing down inches away from a mother and her son in a car.
Ooh.
They were counting their blessings and grateful to be alive after a sign crashed down just inches from their car. Sharon and Chase were making a quick stop at 7-Eleven. Quote, you think you are going to get hot Cheetos and a Slurpee 1 minute, and the next, a whole sign can be on top of your car.
That was the last meal.
Yeah, first of all, great order.
Great order. 10 out of 10.
The two got back in the car after getting their snacks and seconds later saw a sign coming down.
Ooh.
We thought it was thunder, but it turned out that it was a sign.
Show us a sign. Okay.
To their surprise, the sign barely missed them.
Whew. And it's a sign from above.
The mom said, I just put my head on the steering wheel and thanked God that someone was definitely on our side.
I would have hit the gas and get the hell out of there because more stuff's coming down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let me go out someplace nice and open where nothing can fall on me.
Yeah, let's move 100 yards.
And then I'll poop my pants and
we'll
cry.
We'll evaluate.
Yes. Wow.
It's unclear what would have caused the massive sign to go down. Quote, it's definitely a reminder of how quick things can change around you and how life can be short, end quote.
Wow, even shorter.
The odd or large thing that fell on you. 203-882-9757. Everybody on gets in the running to see the Chaz and AJ strip down with the struts next week at Little Pub.
Cool.
I was once talking to a girl. And a bird pooped on my head.
Nice.
Does that count?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because it fell.
It's odd. It fell on you.
It wasn't like the bird was sitting on my head.
Right. Plus awkward.
Yeah.
Did she say yes?
Well, we're talking, and it hit, and I'm like, did that really just happen? And I put my hand in my head, and I'm like,
So now I got to wash your hands
I just looked
head.
At her and said, I got to go.
Right. You know, this reminds me, I should probably just go right now.
I got to go.
Right, because Bird did.
There's a shower at my house, and I'm going to go use it.
Right, we'll reconvene later. We'll circle back. We'll circle back.
This is not going to work for me.
Right. Yeah. Meanwhile, that bird flew a lot higher and farther.
It's hard to look cool when you're talking up a girl and a bird poops on your head.
Exactly. Yeah, you don't need any extra help here. Well, the bird wanted to give me good luck. They say bird poop is good luck.
That's what you say to not make it awkward.
There's
that's
nothing
what
lucky
they,
about it.
They that say sucks. That so people don't kill every bird on the plane.
There's just feathers everywhere and shotguns going off, right?
Oh, good. Here, you want... Yeah, next time, offer it to him. It's good luck. Oh, good. Here, you want some?
Right.
No, I'm good.
Yeah,
that's what I thought. I'm going to share my luck with you. Yeah.
Bedelia in the RV.
Yes, good morning. How are you guys?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, sorry, it's been a couple of weeks. I had Lyme disease really, really bad, and I was kind of bedridden for a while, but I'm a lot better now. So.
There you go, see? Much
that's
better.
Bad when it puts you down.
Yep.
That's bad Lyme disease.
You know me. I have chronic Lyme disease.
Well, she lives in a field.
For like 34 years.
She's in an RV in a field.
You're in Tickville.
Yeah, oh, Tickville. Definitely. But I'm 34 years, so it's not like it's a new thing to me.
Right.
But I just want to say about something big that fell on me.
Yes.
My ex-husband.
Nice.
Oh.
In a good way, or?
He decided he was going to run across. He was about 350 pounds. Ooh. He decided he was going to run across the bedroom and try to, like, put his arms down and jump on top of me, but not on me. And he slipped, and he fell. And you see how little I am. And he fell right on top of me. And I'm know when you fall out of a tree and it takes your breath away.
Yeah.
That's how I fell.
How we were not a tattoo on his chest right now.
Yeah, right.
believe me, I ended up hitting the head with a cast iron frying pan then later that night.
Oh, okay.
That's another story.
All right.
But,
what a unique relationship.
It fell on him 15 times.
Right. Bing, 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 bing.
Wow.
I don't think he broke any ribs or bruised any ribs or anything, but man, that was heavy. So that's my something big falling.
Nice.
That's a good one.
Good
I agree with AJ. It's a shock that you didn't have to get peeled off of him.
Right. There you go.
All right, Bedelia, you're in the running. Thank you.
Okay, nice talking to you guys.
All right,
nice
to hear from you.
Feel better.
Dave in Brantford.
Dave in Brantford, yes, here, sir. You guys are looking for someone who got smacked on the head with something dumb?
Yeah, something, you know, odd or large that fell on you.
Yes.
Odd or large. OE-254 radio antenna, Saudi Arabia, 1990-1991, walking through the desert. It's dark, and I hit something, and I said to myself, we should put, you know, chem lights or something on these things so that we don't get hit. And sure as sugar, 2 seconds later, boom, radio antenna smacked me right on the head.
Were you serving?
I was.
Nice. Thank you for your service.
Sir. Thank you very much. Wow.
That no sounds... worries. Officer Joe, Officer Joe is a friend of mine, good friend of mine, and he and I served together. So this is like my first time calling into you guys.
No.
But yes,
thank you.
Good.
That sounds like that could have been the end of your life.
Right, yeah.
Not end of my life, but it was the butt of jokes for a long time. So,
how big is this antenna?
Want to call you Radio Man? What are you, walking to see your antenna?
You guys are brilliant. You know what? You guys have a great day, all right?
Well, I'm going to take that clip and save it forever.
Really?
I don't think we've ever been called brilliant.
Got to play with a boss. See, I told you.
Sam on the road.
So I used to work at Sandwich Construction in Woodbury, Connecticut.
Okay.
Which construction?
Village?
Sandwich construction.
Sandwich. The sandwich shop.
Oh, so you mean sandwiches.
Yeah.
Oh, I like your work.
Yeah.
I love your work.
So it was like, yes, it was like a deli. And I was in high school, and I went to go turn, and I had long hair. It was in a ponytail. And one of those fly traps was hanging down from the ceiling.
The no
and
pest
I got
trap?
It.
No.
It was pretty traumatic. Yeah, I was like, help. And my boss is like, what did you do? How the hell? And I'm like, I don't know. It was there, and it wasn't, and then it was, and I just had to pull it out of my hair. There were flies in it. It was, oh, my God, it was disgusting.
So, wait, it was hanging from the ceiling, or was it, where was it?
Yeah, it was hanging from the ceiling.
And you turn around, and your ponytail goes, whoop.
Right, and next thing you know, you're stuck with like
it was
a fly.
Something. Yeah, it was something like that. I it's been a bunch of years. I'm in my 30s now, but it was. I just remember thinking, "What in the hell? How did I manage to do that?"
That was pretty tricky. Yes.
Yeah, and they had to. My boss had to kind of help me, like pull it out of my hair. And
so there's customers in the shop.
Right.
This is out in the in a place where everyone could see you, or are you in the back?
I was in the back.
Okay.
I actually think we were pretty slow that day. I think it was towards the closing time because I was in the back near the dishes and, like, cleaning stuff up. And, yeah, I managed to...
You're basically attached to the ceiling at that point.
Yeah, I was just left you there.
It's like you were on some kind of weirdo leash.
There were flies in it. And it was pretty scarring. Yeah. So now I have short hair. So.
Right. Did they cut? How did they get you out? Did they cut you out?
He managed to pull a lot of it out. And then I remember, I think my grandmother actually had to, like, cut some of the glue out.
Right.
It was a nightmare.
Wow.
I had no idea. It was so tough. There's not a future stunt student, by the way.
they're very, it's not like I had to get a bad haircut or anything.
Right.
But it definitely was not a fun time.
Imagine if you were closing that night and you were there all night long just hanging out.
Oh, my God.
Got a bunch of flies.
Yeah, I don't know what I would have done.
Help me.
Oh, my God, yeah. Literally, that was me. Help me.
I see your fly is open.
That's funny. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, literally.
Wow.
God, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Or a bad one, depending on your point of view.
That's different.
Yeah.
Now that it's over.
That's different.
It's a good story. It's a good, like, party story.
Not for the flies, but yeah.
All right, Sam, you're in.
Not for the fly.
You're in the running for the Chaz and AJ Stripped Down with the Strut show next week at Little Pub. Thank
you. Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. Right. It's just stick around, bud.
Does this count if it comes in on text? Sure, why not?
Yeah, why not? What do you got?
Dave from Fairfield. Hey, I'm at work right now, so I can't call in, and I'm trying to text my story. Hopefully that works. My name is Dave. I live in Fairfield.
Hello, Dave.
And about 30 years ago, we lived alongside the railroad tracks in Fairfield, and I pulled my truck up in the driveway in the middle of a thunderstorm and looked up and saw these trees blowing all over and said, they're not going to make it, so I better back the truck up, and looks like it might fall. So I backed up about 20 feet or so, then looked up and saw the trees were laying right across the driveway where I had just been parked.
Wow.
Don't know if that would have killed me, but it would have come real close.
That would have finished him off, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Carrie in Fairfield.
Good morning.
Good
morning. How are you?
Good, thank you.
So my story was kind of like what was just on the air, but instead this time I was parked in my driveway. It was during the summer. Parked in my driveway, we had a fenced-in yard. The whole yard was fenced in, but you had to open up the gate go out of the driveway.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I could hear the thunder and light. I could hear it. And I was like, you know, and then all of a sudden it started raining. I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to sit in my car. I'm going to wait a minute. Maybe it'll pass really quickly.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting in my car, I had a drink in my cup holder, had my keys in the ignition. All of a sudden, I hear the thunder, and I'm like, ooh, that's really close, and that was really loud. All of a sudden, I open my eyes, and there is a sugar maple tree going across my car.
Oh.
The keys flew out of the ignition, glass was shattered. I never actually saw the tree fall. I must have closed my eyes just automatically. Literally, my car was encased in a tree.
Wow.
My sister happened to be in the house, looked out the window, didn't think to come out to see if I was okay, but called my mother and said, I think Carrie's in her car, but I can't see her car. So my mom's like, go out and see. At the time, because the car was so heavy, I couldn't even open the driver's side door. I had to climb through the back to go out the back passenger door.
Wow.
And I called the police, everything. You couldn't even see my car. The tree was so large. And I, except for like cuts from broken glass, and I dropped. Must have been drinking my drink because it dropped. Like that was on the bot. Like it was just weird because I don't remember it actually falling on the car. I just remember opening my eyes with this large tree. I mean, it was like the top was like bent down. I mean, the front and window shattered.
Right. Wow. Wow.
Yep,
Did anyone clean my pants?
Well, yeah, then we had to clean everything up.
I'm glad your sister's not a first responder, because that'd be interesting. She shows up.
No kidding. I think there's people in that burning building hyperventilating. I was like,
somebody.
Oh, my God, I could have done it. And my sister's like, oh, well, I called Mom. I'm like, well, what is she going to do?
Right.
Like, you didn't even check.
Wow.
There's a large squirrel leaving it right now. It seems angry.
Wow, you came close to death.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, no, and if my car had been moved up just a little bit more, it would have gotten more my driver's side door and gone in that way than it would have been,
We need a Ouija board, I told you right now. Or a medium.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that worked out.
Because I took a picture, you could not see my car at all.
Right.
Ooh. Couldn't see it. It was just tree.
What kind of car is this? Tree speed.
Did you, wow.
Damn.
Wow. So it sounds like the car was totaled.
No, they were able to fix it.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn.
So it got towed away.
Right.
And they were able to fix it. I'm trying to think, but for whatever reason, it took an extra long time because I think there was a time, something was on strike, and I don't remember what it was, and parts were hard to get.
Okay.
This probably was like, maybe 25 years ago, maybe.
Okay.
Yeah, probably about 25 years ago.
Right.
All right, well, you're in the running.
Yeah, no.
Glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Right. We're hard hat.
It's like she blacked out.
Yeah.
When that tree hit.
Yeah.
She doesn't remember taking a sip of drink. She doesn't remember.
Right.
She just remembers opening her eyes and being surrounded by tree.
And how observant her sister was.
Her sister. Like, call Mom. I don't know what to do here.
Somebody should do something about right. this.
Help, yeah, somebody help.
Somebody should do something.
I need an adult.
Anthony in Brantford.
Yeah, good morning, folks. How are you doing today?
Hello.
What's up?
Back in the day, I used to work at the Smoothie Bra Company. Downtown New Haven.
Wait, what?
Smoothie Bra Company.
Smoothie Bra?
And they had these bra, you know, bra.
Right.
Boobies.
Right, yeah. Okay.
That's what I needed.
Did a booby fall on you?
Sound like bra?
No, actually, I was moving these racks of bras.
Ha, racks.
And somehow I fell back, and the whole cart tipped over on me, and I got covered with all these bras. Like Must have been hundreds of them.
Like a booby trap.
Yes, exactly.
Show promo.
Booby trap. Right.
But that was the odd thing that fell on me.
That's
so
fantastic.
I was covered with bras.
Yeah, there are worse ways to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, interesting.
Yes, it is.
All right, fellas, have a good day.
Okay, you're in the running for the tickets. Sky and Shelton, the odd or large thing that fell on you.
For my wife, our 25th wedding anniversary, we had never been to the Florida Keys, so we decided to go to the Florida Keys. And it was a very, like, rainy time when we were down there and cold, yep. Very cold. And we went, decided to go to the botanical gardens that were down there. And there's a nature trail that you – so we paid the park ranger our admittance, and we start walking through the nature trail, looking at all the different, landscaping and everything, where we're walking down a path and – you just see a shadow coming out of the tree from above, and my wife went one way, I went the other. Out of the tree, a 7-foot iguana falls.
Oh,
oh my God. Oh. Right in the middle of the pathway, and I looked at it for about two milliseconds. My wife's already hauling ass down the other way, and this thing gets up, and he was pissed. So it literally went right between the two of us, and we only got about 50 feet in the trail, and my wife's like, yeah, we're leaving.
Yeah. You know, when it's really cold, actually rains iguanas. They just fall out of the trees.
Yeah, and then the park ranger goes, oh, you guys are leaving already? They're harmless, you know, which I know they're not going to bite you, but they still got those really sharp claws, and he or she was not happy to have fallen right between the two of us, so I wasn't going to stick around and, see what happened.
He's probably embarrassed, you know. Oh, God.
So embarrassed.
I figured I'd fall the tree, you guys right here.
Yeah.
You know, here from wherever you are. Yep.
Yeah. So that was less than a 2-minute nature trail walk there.
Yeah, it's supposed to be relaxing.
Right.
That wasn't very relaxing.
The exact opposite, yeah.
Yeah. Let's go monsters falling out of the sky.
Right. 7-foot monster.
Yeah. Oh, big iguana.
I'm not afraid of iguanas, because when growing up, my brother and I had a pet boa constrictor, but this thing here was, you're startled because you don't expect it to fall like 30 feet above your head, you know? So.
Yeah. And then it's not in a good mood. So.
No.
All right, Sky. Thank you, brother. No. Appreciate it.
Good job, dude.
All
right.
Not to mention, on average, they weigh 5 to 10 pounds, but they can go up to like 15, 18 on the heavy side. That's a lot of weight.
That's a lot of iguana.
That's a lot of weight coming at you unexpectedly.
Iguana.
Al in the shed.
Good morning, everybody.
Morning.
What fell on your neck?
When I was younger, I used to deliver pianos, and we had one of those box trucks with the hydraulic gate on the back.
Yep.
You know, they go up and down.
Yep.
Well, for some reason, when my buddy went to go open the gate, the hydraulic gave out on it, and it just fell down flat. But when it did, it hit me right in the shoulder, bring me right down to my knees.
Oh, my God.
Did it play that last note like the Beatles? Dong.
If I hit me in the head, I would have been dead.
Oh, my God.
If that would have got me in the head, I would have been dead, I swear to God.
Yep.
Oh, that thing was heavy.
It sounds like it's on your chest right now.
Right.
Right. You get up out of work for the rest of the week.
You got a bunch of keys in your mouth.
It sounds like you're wedged between it and a piano. All right. Thank you, Al.
Anyway, I hope the thing is okay.
Yes.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.